Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Paul. The subject is, how old is too old for law school?
Paul says, Nathan and Ben, I've been listening to your podcasts and have a question that I don't believe you've covered. In a few months, I'll graduate with a bachelor's in English. I have a 4.0 GPA. I plan to take the LSAT in June. My latest practice test was 164, and I'm shooting for 170-ish. But in June, I'll be 60 years old. Okay. I won't lengthen this email with reasons why I want to attend law school. My question is whether any law school would want me to attend given my age. Will a T14 not want to waste a seat on me? Should I aim lower? Much lower? Eager for advice. Paul. What's this thing that Eric has found for us?
The first thing is an article that's claiming without evidence that older applicants are less likely to matriculate. If it's making that claim without evidence, then I don't know how seriously we need to take it.
Yeah.
From a website called juriseducation.com. Law schools might be wary of admitting older applicants based on these fears. On the other hand, Paul would be far from the oldest law student ever.
Yeah, Jeanette Goldstein was 83 years old when she graduated from Syracuse University College of Law in 2004. Did she pay full price? Okay. I mean, my biggest worry is not so much about whether or not you can get admitted, Paul. You'll find that out once you apply to these schools. My biggest worry is your time horizon is short. So spending money on law school seems like a foolish idea. You don't have the timeline to recoup the investment. So go for free.
Yeah. I mean, it's also possible that this is second career for Paul, and Paul's like, I'm going to write a check for the tuition. I don't care.
Sure. Yeah. Still, I wouldn't want to waste money. I mean, I guess. But then if you're going just for the educational experience, why pay for it when you can go for free?
True. And you could buy a house for somebody, you know, or make a nice down payment on a house, at least.
You have a 4.0. Yeah.
Who knows, Paul? I mean, it is kind of rare. Is there any reason why you can't go to law school at 60, graduate, start practicing law at 64, 65? Is there any reason why you can't do that? No. I guess I can. You know, we were talking on the Thinking LSAT podcast just a minute ago about unconscious or subconscious biases.
Yep.
I can certainly see some schools subconsciously discriminating.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll never know until Paul just, you know, gets his best LSAT score and applies broadly and hopefully emails us back and tells us how it goes for him. I would apply broadly, Paul. If you haven't already been, you need to go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships, play around with our scholarship estimator, put your LSAT and GPA in there and see what kinds of offers you might get if age were not an issue. And then I would apply broadly. So, you know, some schools in the top 14, but maybe some schools outside the top 14 that are, for example, in your area or an area where you would like to be, and they're probably going to give you a tuition scholarship. Those are, I would just apply to, 15 schools kind of at a minimum.
Yeah. You know, one thing Paul does ask, will a T14 not want to waste a seat on me? I mean, maybe they care about your future potential, but also that depends on who you are now and what you have to contribute. You're going to be able to contribute a lot faster, maybe, than some of the other people coming right out of law school. And the reality is that age, is that on the 509?
I don't think it is.
But you know what is? LSAT and GPA.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Paul has a 4.0. And if you get in the 170s, you're helping that institution.
Right. Yeah. Cynically, you are helping them increase their public numbers, which increases their law school rankings. So there will certainly be some schools out there that are just like, yep, we're admitting you. We're giving you a scholarship. We want your numbers.
Yep.
Especially if you get something into the 170s. Yeah. I mean, 170 is great, but if you can get 174, that would make a difference for the top schools. If you got top grades, Harvard, you know, this business about wasting seats, Harvard Law School is very competitive, but they do have 500 seats. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we see people with great numbers get denied, and sometimes we see people with not so great numbers get admitted. And being 60 years old, that kind of does seem like the sort of thing that a Harvard might like.
Yeah, they have such a big class. They could add you and bring in that perspective that no one else is going to have.
Totally.
At least from the student's perspective. Yeah.
Can't wait to hear.
Yeah, let us know.
Thanks, Paul. Email us back. Email daily@lsatdemon.com to ask us a question, share some LSAT or law school admissions news, or like Paul, give us an update on your admissions cycle. Talk to you in a year, Paul. Thanks for listening.